No, because typically when the home team's offense is on the field, it tends to get a little more quiet. You know, we have those problems when we're here at home, when our fans get loud when we're on the field, but usually on the away games, not a factor.
It's been documented how many snaps you've had to play throughout the games. Did you need the bye week? Did you feel rested at all?
I think it came at a great time. You know, like I said before, you play 9 weeks straight, some tough games, a lot of snaps, like you said. Your body tends to wear on your body a little bit, so this week definitely did well for me.
Is going up against Favre still a motivating factor for you guys now that you've had this will be your fourth meeting against him?
And to be honest with you, I think all that Favre stuff, I mean, that's kind of food for you guys to play off of. I mean, we're not really worried about, we don't care if they have Favre or a little guy at quarterback. You know, we're just trying to play football. It's a rivalry game, so you usually want to win those. But it's the next game. That's the most important part, and we don't want to have any setbacks going on this next up several games.
Does he look any more vulnerable in film with his injuries? Or, I mean, what have you seen from him this year?
I mean, a guy that's been around 20 years, you know what I mean? It's hard to figure him out. You know, that's why he's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. And all we want to do is try to flush him and pressure him, try to get as many hits on him as we can. But he's a veteran. I mean, he's not going to show those things.
I'm sorry if you got this ahead over here with Lane. This is a team that obviously has had a lot of strife for the Vikings. I know JerMichael had a tweet during the week about how it's time to stick a fork in them. Do you think it's a little dangerous to maybe think that they're done here? I mean, with the kind of talent they have on that team?
I mean, I've been around these guys for a couple of days now. I've yet to hear anybody talking about how done they are. You know what I mean? So, depending on who you're asking, you probably get a different answer. We respect the Vikings. We respect their personnel. But we also, you know, we are capable of doing, and we plan on doing that.
You know, the one thing that I thought was interesting against Dallas was you knew that they were having some problems.
Right.
And you guys came out defensively,
right,
for some three and outs, offensively put points. Is that important when a team is struggling to kind of get off to a fast start?
I just feel like, you know, when you know each other so well, I mean, we play these guys twice a year, every year. I mean, nothing's really changing on their part, and we don't really change too much. So I feel like a lot of things go without saying. You know, we don't have to get ourselves ready to play somebody we're so familiar with.